This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's President Erdogan offers to host a peace summit with Russia during a visit from Ukraine. Zelensky, AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more.
Speaking at a joint news conference, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters that he hoped Russia would be on board with the idea. We're also ready to host a peace summit in which Russia will also be included. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said any peace negotiations must align with the 10-point plan, which includes the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity and the withdrawal of Russian troops. Zelensky's visit to Turkey came as he continues to press other nations for more munitions and weaponry to drive back Russian troops in the Donetsk and Kharkiv regions. I'm Karen Chamas.
A program that allows 30,000 migrants from four countries into the U.S. each month, upheld by a judge, correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton says Texas and 20 other states have not shown they suffered financial harm from a humanitarian parole program. Up to a total of 30,000 asylum seekers are allowed into the U.S. each month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Eliminating the program would undercut a broader policy that encourages migrants to use the Biden administration's preferred pathways into the U.S. or face stiff consequences. The states, led by Texas, argued the program is forcing them to spend millions on health care, education, and public safety for the migrants. An appeal seems likely. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Biden says that he believes Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel is hurting Israel more than helping it as he approaches its war against Hamas and Gaza. This is VOA News. Another top donor to the UN agency aiding Palestinians says it will resume its funding. Sweden's decision on Saturday comes weeks after more than a dozen countries halted hundreds of millions of dollars in response to the Israeli allegations against the organization. The move came as a ship bearing tons of humanitarian aid is preparing to leave Cyprus for Gaza. International donors are launching a sea corridor to supply the besieged territory. Health Ministry in Gaza says that two more people, including a two-month-old infant, have died as a result of malnutrition. People sprinted across rubble in Gaza City for the latest airdrop aid on the eve of Ramadan. Haitians in Port-au-Prince are suffering the consequences of the political and social crisis in the country. Details from Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
Political activist Mathieu Marcelin was greeted with excitement on Friday after he escaped from prison in Haiti. The country entered a state of emergency last Sunday after fighting escalated and armed gangs broke inmates out of prison. Months of violence have pushed Haiti's government to the brink of collapse and forced thousands to flee their homes. And increasingly powerful gangs are asking the country's prime minister to resign. Meanwhile, Henri remains outside the country, seemingly unable or unwilling to return. Henri left Haiti last week to secure Kenya's leadership for a UN-backed security mission he first requested in 2022 to help fight the gangs. He is believed to still be in Puerto Rico, where he arrived on Tuesday.
Reuters' Alice Rizzo reporting. Boeing says it cannot find work records related to a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight. AP correspondent Julie Walker elaborates.
Boeing is acknowledging in a letter to Congress that it cannot find records for work done on a door panel that blew out on an Alaska Airlines flight over Oregon 2 months ago. The executive VP and chief government lobbyist wrote on Friday that Boeing believes the records about the panel's removal and reinstallation were never created, even though it's required. The letter followed a contentious Senate committee hearing Wednesday in which Boeing and the NTSB argued over whether the company had cooperated with investigators. The NTSB's preliminary report found four bolts that kept the door plug in place were missing. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.